News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
Hello and welcome to edition 26 of Info Shorts from InfoSound, a brief weekly bulletin of news, advice and practical information to help living with sight loss. Produced on the 24th of June 2023.
And in this edition, the Free Calibre audiobook library, free weekly employment webinars, a mobile phone shopping aid app, a plate surround, and how talking newspapers appear to be offline on Google devices.
"Thanks," Owen said. "Now shh, or you'll wake the river." And he put his finger to his lips and felt a sudden tightness across his chest. He unzipped his jacket and bent down to tie up his runners. Jamie said, "Rivers do not sleep. Not the river Brew, anyways." And he blew his lips out and said "Brew" again. He liked the way it vibrated.
An extract there from How to Build a Boat by Elaine Feeney, recently published by Vintage Digital and read by Kieran O'Brien. It's just one of dozens of audio samples to be found on the new titles page of the Calibre Audio website. Calibre is a long-established and totally free lending library of audiobooks for blind, partially sighted and print-disabled members. These days they have over 16,500 members who can listen to any of the 15,000-plus books on USB memory sticks sent through the post to their homes or online, be that downloaded or streamed from their website. If you'd like to find out more, the Calibre Audio Library may be phoned on 01296 329210. That's 01296 329210. Or they can be emailed at inquiries@calibre.org.uk.
InfoSound.
Blind Ambition is a disability training consultancy focused on improving the lives of disabled people. They provide disability awareness training for customers and colleagues, employment webinars for disabled people, mystery shopper exercises, and diversity training. In conjunction with RNIB, they put on a 16-week series of free weekly employment webinars to support job seekers with sight loss, aimed at helping vision impaired people achieve the next stage in their career. This could be entering employment, finding a new role, starting an apprenticeship, or starting up a new business. They cover a range of topics from help with CV writing, different ways to market yourself, interview tips, and, they say, much more. The fourth series of these webinars will be starting fairly soon, and if you'd like to find out more about this course, you can phone 020-386-2020. That's 020-386-2020. Or you can email contact@blindambition.co.uk.
InfoSound.
Now, this week's advice slot is a shopping hint, but you will need a smartphone to take advantage of it. And it's something that the Partially Sighted Society is mentioning to its clients as a useful daily living aid. Sean Fowler from the charity joining us now. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit more.
Certainly, yes. So what we found is an app on iPhone called Seeing AI or Envision AI on Android. It has a lot of useful functions, but mainly what we found is its ability to read barcodes on items that you find in the supermarket. So as long as you've got an internet connection and a phone with the capability to run the app, say with a camera as well, you can just scan the barcode and it will read out loud what the item is. So if you're struggling to read labels, this app is fantastic.
Right, so you just sort of point it as if you're going to take a photograph of it, but it, instead of taking a photograph of it, it reads the barcode on the tin of beans or popcorn, whatever it might be.
Absolutely right, yes. And it doesn't have to be super accurate either, so you don't have to focus the camera, just spin the object around that you want to inspect and it will read out the product for you.
And that's a synthetic voice that says, "This is a tin of Heinz baked beans."
That's correct, yes. It's a synthetic voice and it's very clear.
And do you know when it's scanned and when it hasn't?
Yeah, so once the app has found the barcode, or once you've correctly took a scan of it, then it will bleep at you, and it will then read out the item that you've scanned.
Product. Processing. Heinz Big Chicken and Vegetable Soup 400g. Product. Processing. Del Monte Peach Slices Light Syrup 227G.
That's brilliant. That's Seeing AI, available on Apple iPhones and on Android phones, is it?
On Android phone, it's known as Envision AI.
But it's the same thing?
It's the exact same app in general by a different company.
And the final thing, and obviously rather important thing, is it a free app?
It's free, yes. Yes, there is a paid version of the app with more features, but the core features are free.
Thank you very much for bringing that to our attention, Sean.
You're very welcome.
InfoSound.
Using a plate surround can make it easier to get food onto cutlery if you find it difficult to see where the food is. RNIB sells a plastic plate surround in either red or white, which is microwave and dishwasher safe, and with a 20cm diameter, being flexible, it can fit to plates with diameters from 19 to 25cm, that's 7.5 to 10 inches. The surround has three hooks that secure to the edge of the plate. You can bend the flexible surround as needed, so the hooks sit on the edge of the plate and keep it in place. When fitted, it effectively puts a small wall around the back and sides of the plate from roughly 8 o'clock round to 4 o'clock, leaving the front open so you can get cutlery in. It will also stop food from falling off much of the plate. The cost is £7.25, and you can find out more about this plate surround or any other items in RNIB's kitchen range by calling their national helpline on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999. Or they can be emailed at helpline@rnib.org.uk.
InfoSound.
As we hope you know by now, we welcome phoned-in or emailed audio messages about anything you think may be of interest to other listeners. Brian Gaff, who administers Kingston-upon-Thames Talking Newspaper, emailed us a message to alert listeners to the fact that it appears that you can no longer get Google smart speakers and their other devices to play local talking newspapers and other audio content that hasn't come direct from Google. That's what it seems like anyway. Brian explains.
We just like to make InfoShorts aware that the playing of talking newspapers on the Google Home, Google Nest devices is no longer possible. In the old days, you could say, ask talking newspaper to play, and then the name of the talking newspaper, and it would play. This no longer works because it was written as a third-party action for Google by Wireless for the Blind. Unfortunately, we have no information as to why this has been removed, but Google work in mysterious ways.
Many thanks for that, Brian. This is probably a good time to mention other ways to listen to many local talking newspapers in Britain. A fair number can be heard on Amazon Alexa smart speakers and maybe as a podcast as well on iTunes, which is accessible on Apple devices. You can listen to quite a few talking newspapers on their respective websites, and most will post their periodic audio publications, be that their maybe weekly audio newspaper or less frequent audio magazine, direct to listeners' homes, commonly on USB memory sticks, but with some still using audio CDs or even a very few cassettes. The umbrella charity for talking newspapers, the Talking News Federation, can tell you where your nearest talking newspaper service is and how to contact them if you give them a call on 01793 497 555. That's 01793 497 555, and leave a message, or you can email enquiries@tnf.org.uk.
And that brings us to the end of this 26th edition of the weekly Info Shorts Bulletin from InfoSound. As always, you can phone in a hint, tip, recommendation, or an item of news to us at 03000 111 555. Or if you prefer, you can email a smartphone voice recording to us at info@infosound.org.uk. So, that said, until next week, goodbye, and thank you for listening.
InfoSound.